Hello, this is Emily from Shine Bright Baby. Speak out the name of Jesus Christ in action and in word. Do not keep silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Well, welcome into this interview, everybody. This is Jason DeZurich, and glad you're tuning in tonight for Do Not Keep Silent. You can find out information at donotkeepsilent.com or go to worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org to find out more information. And, of course, find me on Facebook, Jason DeZurich, DEZURIK. And I'm hanging out here in Holland, Ohio, not Toledo. I get yelled at for that, but that's okay. We're in Holland, Ohio. It's by Toledo, though. And we're here at Avalanche, which is with, well, it's in the building of WPOS radio station, but it's like a youth group that's kind of not, but we're going to find out more about it. Right, Nate?
That is correct.
Yeah. So I'm hanging out here, and okay, we've got Nate, Steve-O, Matt, and of course Tom, and we'll find out more about their last names and all the good stuff later, but we're, Tom, you and I got together kind of a bit ago, and how did that all happen?
Well, I was taking classes down in Findlay, and you came in and gave a presentation to the class about some of the stuff you were doing with Worldview Warriors. And I really liked the sound of the ministry, what you're doing, and followed you on Facebook and followed you on the web and listened to the podcasts back then. That was a couple years ago. And so that's how I first heard about you. And when we had an opening, it was just kind of natural to me to think, hey, you know, see if you would be free to come up here and talk.
Yeah, cool, very cool. And so that didn't scare you away or nothing, huh?
No, not at all.
All right, well, if we can, Nate, tell us a little bit about what is Avalanche and how did you get this all together?
Well, Avalanche is just a collaboration of youth groups in this area. Springfield Township is what it is, Springfield High School, primarily, not exclusively, but right now, just a handful of churches getting together, pooling resources, pooling skill sets to do some evangelism, reaching junior high and high schoolers with the gospel, just having some fun, building relationships and a neutral location. Just, you know, a lot of kids might not go to a church, might not go to a youth group, but they might show up at a radio station with a gym. So,
yeah, absolutely. And why is that the only reason that's important for a neutral area, or why else might you think, or have you seen?
Well, just the fact that we can get so many different types of kids to come in the door. You know, like I said, they might not show up anywhere else. And not only that, we're not promoting any one of the churches involved. We are showing solidarity as the body of Christ and saying, look, it doesn't have to be in our building. It doesn't have to be our thing, you know, our church's thing. It's our thing, body of Christ, the community of Christ in this area. Mm-hmm. And so it's very important symbolically as well as practically.
And what, if you guys know, what churches are involved? Can I ask one of you guys that, or do we need to ask them that? All right, you know, we're going to go to Steve-O, I guess. And you need to move over here, though. Because, see, this isn't television, so here we go.
Timberlake, Maumee Valley, and Family Christian Center are the churches involved.
Okay, and what are those denominations, or are they just interdenominational, or what is it? I mean, of course, it's interdenominational, but what do they, like, represent?
Well, Maumee Valley is my church, and we're a Fellowship of Grace Brethren, technically non-denominational, but a fellowship. You guys can explain Timberlake.
Okay.
Timberlake, we're associated with the Churches of God General Conference, which is located down in Findlay. But we tend to stay more ecumenical, more we try to reach out to work with other churches and stuff, and try to, it's not non-denominational per se, but we try to really include the body of Christ and the body of believers in our fellowship.
And then representing Sam Rogers from Family Christian Center, they are actually Four Square Gospel Church.
All right, so I asked that question because we have all different, oh, you're all Christians, but it's helping people understand you're all working together and nobody's like, well, come to my church. But when kids come here, like if you're talking to them, Nate, I mean, and they're like, hey, can I come to a church? Of course, you're going to let them know they can come to either one. But, you know, if you have a relationship built up, they'll probably come to yours, right?
Oh, yeah. We actually, interestingly enough, we're concerned a bit about competition, so to speak. And like, oh, well, what if, kid wants to jump ship and go to another youth group. And we haven't really had that, in fact. And along with what you're saying, it's all about building the relationship so that when we challenge them specifically at Avalanche, hey, find a church family, you know, if they look around and say, well, I really identify with Nate, like, you know, I've been able to talk to him, well, they can just come to my group, or Tom, they can go to his group, or Steve-O, or Kat, who's not here as well, and or Sam's group. And that's built into the purpose of what we're doing, and that's the approach, relationships and just sharing the gospel.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Matt, we haven't gotten to you yet, so I'm going to talk to you a little bit. You know, typically, you know, what is your job around here? What, as far as being the guy, what you're doing? I mean, are you a guy that just hangs out with kids, or are you like the main teacher? I mean, what's your job?
I mostly hang around with the kids, kind of keep them in line a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm not just I like to sit in the background, observe everything, make sure everything runs smoothly. But I've also, I mean, I'm not the main teacher, obviously, but I've done one session myself.
See, I like to call you a boundary specialist, okay, which means you're the rule guy. And so your job is to let the kids know, here's the boundaries you can stay in, and when you go outside of them, I get to talk to you. Is that kind of your job?
Pretty much.
Okay. And of course, you know, you're playing with them and stuff, you know, having fun, but that's kind of your job. So that's cool. That's a good job. It's an important job. And so what about you, Steve? What do you do around here?
I am known as the games guru. I come up with all the games. I set them all up. Just last week we did a bunch of rounds of Minute to Win It games, so pretty cool. Other than that, have fun with all the kids and keep them enjoying themselves here.
Yeah, that's good. And your job's important too, because if the games stink, trust me, they'll let you know. Tom, and they do. So, Tom, if you can too, you know, regarding, you know, tonight, what if people would come to an event like this, or just, you know, it's not an event, but you guys do this weekly, you know, what do you guys do here? You know, it's a little different than a typical youth group, but it sounds kind of like it, but help people understand, what do you guys do?
Well, we usually have an open gym from about 6:30 till 7, and we'll get kids start drifting in and play basketball. We'll play 3-on-3, sometimes a volleyball net will be set up and we'll do volleyball, or sometimes the kids will just kind of bump the volleyball around. You know, we're doing all sorts of stuff like that. And then we do organized games with Steve-O around 7, and we do those for a while, 20, 30 minutes. And then we have a snack for the kids. Usually we got some hot dogs. Sometimes we get pizza from Vito's. Vito's has been really nice to us, donating pizza and other things for us. No, he did not tell me to say that. But then after that, we have time that we sit down and we'll do maybe some funny videos, or we'll do might do like a try to do a skit, or we haven't done one of those in a while, but we'll do something while they're eating just to keep them active and keep them engaged. And then we'll have a little devotional time. We'll sit down. We did some stuff on prayer. We took one night we took balloons, helium balloons, and filled them up. And well, we had the kids write their prayer request on it, put it in the balloon, then filled it up. And then we all went outside and released them all at once up into the air so the kids could get the, you know, that object lesson of releasing those cares and those concerns and those requests up into the sky. And then that's usually about time we wrap up, and if we've got any extra time, we do another open gym and stuff, and basically to spend some time hanging out with the kids, play games with the kids, get to know them, let them get to know us, and then have a little time where we get a chance to share God's word with them too.
Now, Steve-O, I got to ask you, since you're the games guru guy, were you here for that helium event?
I was.
Good. Now, don't let me down. Were you the guy, at least hopefully, helping the students to see if they breathe it in, that they can sound like chipmunks?
I did not want to do that, because you get one doing it and you get them all doing it. We only had a little bit of helium.
Steve-O.
Although I did partake in it at the end after we filled up booze.
Good for you.
I might have squashed that. I might have squashed their hopes and dreams for that. I'm a bit of a killjoy sometimes.
Well, it's okay. I just wanted to make sure that Steve-O's doing his job around here. But it's good that you came under his leadership. That's a good thing. Anyway, you know, if there was just one thing that you guys, you know, I'll stick with any of you if you want to, but if there's one thing you could tell people if they're trying to start something like this, or maybe God's just revealing something to you, whether it's through scripture, whether it's through your prayer time, or maybe the Holy Spirit's just speaking to you about something, what would that one thing be that you'd want to share with our listeners? And Nate, we're going to start with you.
Don't play the numbers game. God has something for even a group of three. It's super important to work together as the body of Christ interdenominationally and just with the different churches and you know, even parachurch groups, just working together for the same goals. Yeah, and don't play the numbers game.
Steve, what about you?
I think if you're not sure what you want to do, if you feel God's calling you, just jump in, participate in the youth group or a church activity. Eventually, you're going to find your niche, where you belong, where you find you can be the best asset to that group. But, I mean, you just got to start somewhere and get involved.
Okay, great. Matt, what about you?
I think pray about it. See if you're right for that position yourself first before you can evangelize youth.
So seek out God's counsel.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. And Tom, what about you lastly?
Well, God's really kind of laid on my heart the last year or so that we have to put ourselves aside, that it's his ministry and it's not my ministry, it's not Nate's ministry. And I think that's part of a success with Avalanche is that we take ownership of it as a group working for God. And when one person kind of takes on too much or takes it on and becomes the person of the group, they're doing it for themselves, and that's not going to get God's blessing. But God, when we work together as a body, and we put ourselves aside, that God is going to bless that, and that's where God's glorified, and where His work really shines through.
That's awesome. You know, if anybody wanted to contact you guys, you know, maybe getting something started like this in their community, whatever it is, who can I go to here for that information? Okay, great.
You can email us, avalanche.youth@gmail.com. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/avalancheyouth. Avalanche is spelled with an E at the end, by the way, everybody. And we don't have, it's a little informal. We just basically have the Facebook. And you can get a hold of us with the email address as well. So,
great. And Tom, if we can, you and I, again, we've connected earlier and stuff. And, you know, with following our ministry and stuff, what kind of stuck out for you? I'm asking this not for me to feel good, but for helping people just to know, okay, look, this is available, because there's so much that we're doing, people don't even know it's there. So for you, what's that one thing, or what are the things?
Well, the one thing that really caught my eye, and the thing that I've tried to do within our ministries at our church when I've worked with youth and other groups, is to help the kids, prepare them to meet the challenges of our world. Too often we kind of become, you know, cliquish, and we separate ourselves because we want to be the body of Christ, but at the same time we have to engage the community and we have to engage the world, and if we're not prepared to engage the world, then we're going to fall flat on our face. And that was the thing that really caught me, is how you try to prepare people for that, and how that's really kind of one of your passions. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you in here, is have you meet these kids and have them meet you, and hopefully take some of that away from there here, so that they're ready to face challenges when they face them out there.
Find us online at worldviewwarriors.org.